Okay, so for today's learning of Mishnah Berurah Yomi, we talk about two practical halachas that relate to the reading of Haftarah. Number one, the Mishnah Berurah points out in Siman Reish Pei Dalet that when you lane the Haftarah, let's say you're reading it from the Sefer Nevi'im, a Haftarah book, or from a Chumash, the halach is that after you finish laning the Haftarah, you say brachas. Those brachas are going on the laning, and therefore that sefer or chumash should not be removed from the bima until after the brachas are done. Similar to the halacha regarding the sefer Torah during Kriyas HaTorah. Since the after brach is going on the Kriya, so the sefer Torah is supposed to be there, can't be removed. The same goes for Haftarah. The sefer Haftarah or the chumash that was used for the Kriya must remain on the bima until after the bracha achrayin is done, after the brachas are finished, after the conclusion of the laning. However, there is a machlekes regarding the following question. So we're saying you can't remove the Haftarah book before doing the brachas post-laning. The question is, fine, so I'm not going to remove it from the bima, but can I close the Haftarah book before saying the brachas? And this is a very, very common question. A lot of people, they lay in the Haftarah from a Haftarah book, and then they close it, and then they say the brachas. Is that allowed? This is a machlekes between the El Yerabah in Reish Pei Dalet and the Shari Ephraim. The El Yerabah says that it's fine. As long as it remains on the bima, you could close the Sefer Haftarah before the brachas, just don't remove it from the bima. And his reasoning is that it's similar to Kriyas HaTorah regarding the Sefer HaTorah, where you're allowed to close the Sefer before the after bracha, you're just not allowed to remove it. However, the Shari Ephraim says, L'chatchila, it's best to leave the Sefer HaTorah, the Sefer of HaTorah, open until after the brachas are done. Why? He says that it's different than Kriyas HaTorah. When you read from a Chumash, and you're reading the Haftarah in this manner, where it's not from a klaf in an actual formal setting, it's not as recognizable that the afterbrach is going on the Kriya, and therefore the Haftarah should be open if it's from a Chumash or from a Sefer Haftarah for the duration of those post-brachas. So that's Ha'ara number one, that there is a machlaikis, whether you could close the Sefer Haftarah or leave it open. The Shari Ephraim holds is best initially to leave it open, but the El Yerabah is mekel. Okay, so that's number one. Number two, it's a question of whether there's a maila of giving maftir to a person who doesn't know how to lean haftarah. So is there a maila of giving the person maftir only if he's able to lean the haftarah? That's the question. You want to give someone maftir, and he doesn't know how to lean from the haftarah. Is it preferable to give it to someone else who knows how to lean, or is it perfectly l'chatchila for you to give maftir to someone who doesn't know how to lean? He'll say the brachas maybe, and the Baal Kaira will do the Haftarah. This takes place in many shuls, where you have someone who doesn't know how to lane. He is not proficient to the Taimei HaMikra, he doesn't know the trup for Haftarah. So the question is, can I get Maftir and have someone else lane on my behalf, have the Baal Kaira lane? So this is actually a Machlaikas. The Beis Yosef in Reish Pei Beis, brought down by the Magen Avraham, rules that it's permissible, that you're allowed to call up for Maftir an individual who doesn't know how to read the Haftarah, and then someone else will lane. However, the Shulchan Aruch Rav brings that others say that l'chatchila you shouldn't do that. There's l'chatchila, a person should specifically be called up for maftir if he's going to be the one laning the haftarah afterwards. Why? His reasoning is as follows. The whole point of the person getting haftarah, reading first from the Sefer Torah during maftir, is because then you make it clear that when you do the haftarah afterwards, it's secondary to the Kriya of the actual Torah. The Torah always has precedence. That's the main central focus. And therefore, you want to first, before laning the Haftarah, lane a little bit from the Torah to show its primary feature. Well, if it's not the same person and someone else is going to lane, so maybe it lacks in that heker, that clear recognition that the primary focus over here is the Sefer Torah. And therefore, maybe it's better if it's the same person who's going to get the Aliyah on Maftir, he's going to lay in the Haftarah. So then it's clear that when he's laying in the Haftarah, it's just secondary to his reading in the actual Torah. So it's a machlekes. You know, there's definitely a maila in having someone who knows how to lay in the Haftarah get maftir. And like this, you fulfill the mandate according to all opinions. But definitely there's room for leniency to give someone maftir, even though someone else is going to lay in, because many payskim are makel. Now, We should also point out, if you look at the Mishnah Berurah, Reish Pei Dalet, Sifkat Nuches, an important point, that this whole machlekes, many Paiskim say, is only applicable to a tzibur that doesn't read the Haftarah from a klaf, from an actual scroll, in a professional, formal sefer. However, if you have a tzibur that reads the Haftarah from a klaf and an actual scroll, then there are places when they say that everyone agrees that there's 100% no problem, and it's motel chadchila to call someone up for mafta who doesn't know how to lay in the Haftarah, and have a bal kairei lay in from the klaf, because that's the same as kriyas Haftarah. Just like by kriyas Haftarah, you have someone who doesn't know how to lay in, get them aliyah, and then a bal kairei reads. So the same applies to a Haftarah if you're doing it from a klaf. So that is an important point. One more point that Midrash Yitzchak points out, and that is that if you have a tzibur that has the minhag that everyone reads the Haftarah along quietly with the Baal Kairei, because they're not reading.